KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Taking a look at sports, lots of news out of the high school front from yesterday after the Iowa High School Athletic Association had their Board of Control meeting. And a lot of big decisions coming out of that meeting yesterday. And one of those was talk about high school football for the upcoming season. They have decided on Wednesday to keep the Iowa High School football playoffs at 16 teams in each class for 2018 and 2019. The announcement comes after it was previously announced that changes will be made to the size of each class. As previously noted back in October, the top 42 schools by beds numbers will now be in Class 4A, the next 54 schools in 3A, the next 54 in 2A, next 54 in 1A, and the remainder of 11-player schools in Class A. The district format will also be changing. That will be changing to 9 6-team districts in classes 3A, 2A, and 1A. That would provide for 5 district games and 4 non-district games each year. In Class A, there will be 8 districts of 6 teams and 2 districts of 7 teams. An 8-player will have 7 districts of 8 teams and 1 district of 9 teams. Class 4A will have 7 districts of 6 teams. Districts are expected to be released by the state here today, so we'll know where area schools match up and what class they now fall in with the changes here this year. Qualification for the playoffs will also change with the implementation of an RPI system. District champions and those that tie for a district title will be automatic qualifiers for the playoffs, but then RPI will decide qualifiers, the rankings, or both. The official statement on RPI use can be seen on the same story on our sports page at KJN.com, so you can get the explanation of how that will be calculated. The Board of Control also approved cross-state games for non-district games, so teams can now schedule opponents from Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Illinois if they would like. Of course, that depends on how those other states have their rules as well and when they have to make those decisions. I've been told that the state of Nebraska had to have those requests done by early December, so those decisions have already been made. Their schedule is pretty much set for the next couple of years, so you're unlikely to see any of those Iowa-Nebraska battles here these next couple of seasons. And we'll have more on those changes as those district assignments are expected to be released later on here today. I will say that looking at the numbers, folks here in Atlantic, of course, wondering where they will end up. And as of the last beds numbers that came out, and it's not expected those to go up much here for Atlantic and possibly even drop a bit, that they would end up in Class 2A as far as the number of schools in each class match up. That would be where they would fall. So we'll see how that works out later on here today, and we'll know that, of course, officially once it's released by the state. Also yesterday, the regional dual team wrestling sites for all classes were approved and released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Assignments were also announced for Class 3A schools. In Class 2A, the closest site potentials for the Atlantic Cam wrestling team would be Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Ballard. They're both host sites. In Class 3A, Glenwood knows that they will wrestle at Southeast Polk and face off against Indianola in the opening round. Winner of that match will face Southeast Polk in the final round. Lewis Central will be traveling to West Des Moines Valley. They take on Cedar Rapids Prairie in the semifinal round, and then will match up against West Des Moines Valley in the final round. You can take a look at these sites and 3A assignments on this same story as well at our sports page at KJN.com. We'll mention the sites here for you for Class 1A and 2A. In 1A, it'll be Denver, Don Bosco, which is at Gilbertville, Emmitsburg, I-35 in Truro, Lake Mills, Lisbon, Logan Magnolia, and Missouri Valley, all sites. In Class 2A, it's Assumption Davenport, Ballard, Clarion Goldfield Dowse, New Hampton, PCM Monroe, Sergeant Bluff Luton, West Delaware Manchester, and West Liberty. Those are the sites there. So, of course, the assignments then will be released a little bit later on for Classes 1A and 2A. Also, out of that meeting yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced that this year's state bowling tournament will be held at Cadillac Lanes in Waterloo. The meet will remain a co-ed event and still be held on February 19th through the 21st this year. That site change was necessary after a fire destroyed Plaza Lanes in Des Moines, where the event is normally held. That was back on December 18th when that fire occurred. They hope to move the event back to Plaza Lanes in Des Moines once it is rebuilt, as the owners have said they intend to do. And another note to come out of that Board of Control meeting at the Athletic Association was assignments for golf and tennis class assignments announced. Spring golf will include classes 3A, 2A, and 1A. Tennis will have classes 2A and 1A. Both sports will be able to begin their practice on March 12th. For Atlantic, they will be classified at 3A in golf and 1A in tennis. Let's look at those notes on the high school front. Also in college basketball, Northern Iowa took command with a 25-0 run in the opening half and an 83-72 win over Illinois State last night.
I mean, you want to start each game that way if you can, but coming off a Sunday where we just didn't have a very good bounce in our step, to be able to get out tonight and to really get going was not only was it good, but it was fun to see.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Panthers played well on both ends of the court and led 41-19 at halftime. The Panthers will be in search of their first road victory on Sunday at Valley leader Loyola. UNI 3-6 in the Valley now. Loyola used an 18-1 run late in the second half to blow the game open in an 80-57 win over Drake, handing the Bulldogs their first home loss and knocking them out of first place in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Obviously, tough night for us tonight. You know, pretty disappointed. You know, not just the outcome of the game, but obviously how it ended. And you know, the game was nip and tuck, and guys fought. It was back and forth, and obviously we made a run. We tied it back up at 51, and then, you know, just everything got away from us there late.
Drake coach Nico Medved there. The Bulldogs closed the first half of the league race with a record of 6-3. Graham Woodward led Drake with 14 points as the Bulldogs made only 4 3-pointers in the game.
You know, it's all going to start defensively for us, and that's where we, you know, we struggled here to close this game. And so I think for all of us, you know, five seniors, we have to pick everyone up, flush this one away, and get ready for Evansville on Saturday.
Last night, women's college basketball, Iowa State amassed a second-half comeback to knock off number 19 Oklahoma State on the road. ISU trailed Oklahoma State by 10 points at the half, but outscored the Pokes 48-29 in the second half to pull off the upset. It was yet another career night for Bridget Carlton. The Chatham, Ontario native scored a career-high 39 points and 9 rebounds. She was lights out, shooting a 16 of 22 clip from the field and 4 of 7 from downtown. Emily Durr also dropped in 16 points for the Cyclones and had 5 rebounds. In the win, they improved to 9-11 overall, 3-6 in the Big 12. The 25th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women hope some home cooking can get things turned around tonight when they host 14th-ranked Ohio State. The Hawkeyes will be out to snap a 3-game skid after road losses to Nebraska and Minnesota.
It'll be nice to be back in Carver, but certainly, you know, we're struggling right now, and we need to get back on a winning trail. But I'm telling you, a good win would solve a lot of problems.
That's a look at the latest in sports. Sports brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.